You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
All right, welcome and thank you for tuning in to the Heritage Radio Network. You are listening to a special studio recording. And, I'm your host, Erin Fairbanks. I'm joined in the studio by my co-host,
Mariana Cotlier of Epicurean Apparel.
And we are on the line with Jacqueline Donovan of Fairway Market. Jacqueline, thanks for taking some time out of what is, I'm sure, a crazy day to give us a little bit of an update.
Absolutely. It's kind of ironic. I was just telling your colleague that we don't have phone lines yet.
Oh, my gosh.
So you're out in the Red Hook storm that, really kind of underwent, gosh, I don't even know how to say, like, apocalyptic damage during the Superstorm Sandy, and you guys are getting geared up to reopen. What's the timeline for reopen look like?
We're reopening next Friday. And, you know, we're literally working around the clock, literally 24 hours a day, you know, to get the store ready. You know, this store has meant a lot to this neighborhood. And, you know, we get daily, you know, like emails. And just this morning, someone almost made me cry with an email that they sent. They were tired of their kids eating, you know, pizza and Chinese. And they're like, please, you know, when are you going to reopen?
Yeah.
So we've been here. The store was, you know, literally wiped out.
We've been talking with, a lot of area business people, small business owners in that area, and everyone has been clamoring for the reopening because the store drives so much kind of traffic to the neighborhood.
We're thrilled to say that we've partnered with a lot of them. You know, we've been working with the Southwest Brooklyn, you know, Development Corp, and with the folks from Restore Red Hook. We're actually not even having a Fairway Red Hook reopening. We're reopening the neighborhood of Red Hook. We're going to have a celebration that incorporates all of our neighbors next Friday. And really the intent is to, we're going to have everything from street banners on Van Brunt Street. We're going to have them here, all of our neighbors, you know, set demoing and sampling their wares, you know, here the day of the grand opening. We're collecting funds. We've actually even set up a website. And on our website, fairwaymarket.com/restorereadhook, we're actually raising funds, trying to help our business neighbors who have not been as lucky with insurance or have been able to reopen.
Now, I heard that you guys were able to keep all 400 of the store's employees employed during the entire time that you've been closed. I mean, can you tell us a little bit about that process? How did you manage
absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. One of the things that, you know, that makes me even prouder of being part of this organization is that, you know, it truly is, you know, about our people. And one of the first things, I mean, there was no doubt about it. They were setting up buses the next day for those who could make it to work. Because basically we left it up to folks, you know, because a lot of folks were local, and so they had damage as well. But what we did was not a single employee was furloughed. One of the things that Howie said from the inception was that the key to our success is our people, and we need every single one of them in order to reopen as quickly as possible. So not only did we offer them, you know, spots in all of our different stores, but we ran buses every day for those who couldn't, you know, commute to the other store, so they didn't have transportation. So we transferred them to different stores, provided shuttle buses, you know, from here to different stores, you know, whether it was Douglaston, Harlem, you know, or other locations.
Now, while your store's been closed, you've also been helping to support some other efforts in the community of Red Hook. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, yes. I mean, I don't want to, you know, sometimes it's just a little awkward. You know, we're a very philanthropic organization, and, you know, I don't want to toot our own horns so much, but I'm proud to say that we donated about 15 truckloads of everything, you know, working through Christine Quinn's office. Sorry, that's the hazards of being in a store that's under construction. We worked with Christine Quinn's office. We worked with, you know, different community organizations. And over the Thanksgiving holiday, we served 6,000 dinners to different folks who had their home damaged, by Sandy. We did it in a combination of Staten Island, Far Rockaway, in Brooklyn, you know, the Red Hook area itself, and donated, you know, even including our neighbors in the Kiffey area. We donated, you know, truckloads of water just to kind of help out. Like I said, I think it was, we figured out the pounds the other day because somebody asked us how many thousands of pounds we donated of water and food, but it was really a significant amount.
Well, I know Fairway is, you know, really a classic New York market. You guys were first on the scene and leaders in so many ways. I have to ask, because people have been asking me, and I want to hear it from you guys. You know, did you ever consider not reopening, or do you have concerns like with the rebuild? Are you able to kind of take steps to prevent damage at the same level in the future?
Well, I wish Howie was here, because he really, it's, you know, the best thing about Howie is that, you know, he tells the story, and it was so true. The day after the, you know, the whole disaster happened after Sandy, Howie was one of the first people at the store, because he wanted to see. And Howie is the grandson of our founder, Nathan Glickberg, and he's our, you know, our vice chairman of development. And really just, he opened the original Red Hook. So he was here the day after, and he said, you know, literally with tears in his eyes when he saw everything. And the first thing he said was, okay, guys, we got to get to work, because we got to open this up as quickly as possible.
Wow.
There was never, ever, ever a hesitation for a second. I spent probably my first 2 weeks after that knocking down rumors that kept sprouting up that we were giving up on the neighborhood. We were committed to Red Hook when we first opened, and people thought we were insane back in, you know, in 06, but are just as committed, if not more committed now, to this community.
Yeah, I mean, can you tell us a little bit about the Red Hook store and how it fits into your collection of stores? Like, what makes it stand out in the group, and how does it have its own kind of unique identity?
One of the things I love about our stores is that I like to say that the stores are not brothers and sisters. They're more like cousins. You know they're related, but each one of them has their own kind of charm and don't necessarily look identical to each other. But you know that they're family. This store is a Civil War building, and part of what saved it during the storm, we had over 5 feet of water in the store. Part of what saved the store was exactly that it was such an old building, you know, with porous, you know, brick walls that allowed it to kind of withstand, you know, what happened, and even despite the fact that for folks that have been in the store and know the back of the cafe, those registers and everything were pushed to the front of the store. I mean, we had a 2-ton ice machine floating in the store for a while when the cameras kind of caught it.
Wow. That just sounds crazy. So what does it look like now? Have you guys started receiving product? Are you at the point where you're stocking shelves yet? Or can you just kind of paint us a picture?
Yeah, we've got the front ends all lit up. The shelves are all stocked. You know, the pieces that are missing are the fresh products. You know, we won't start doing that until next week.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, gearing up and getting ready, you know, for next week. And like I said, you know, we trade off groups, like the electricians come in at 1 hour and then the construction guys, and then we're the signage department. I also manage the sign department. If you're familiar with us, as you are, Aaron, I know you are, you know how much signage we have in our stores, and it's all produced on site by our teams internally.
Wow.
So we're, you know, reprinting, you know, all of the signage for all of our products in the store in a very short period of time.
Now, I saw that there, did you guys have some type of costume, or I'm sorry, costume, contest for suggestions with regards to the rebuild? I thought I saw something about winning $500 of shopping certificates.
Yeah, we've been, you know, sending people, asking folks to give us, you know, input, you know, as it relates to what would you like to see in the store, you know, just to send it to us, you know, at info, you know, at fairwaynorthmarket.com. Just, we're always looking, and I think that people will see a lot of the stuff that they have from them. We've gotten so many people.
What's the craziest thing?
Every time we post on Facebook, you know, when we're so grateful to have so much love from our fans. Really, folks just clamoring for, you know, I don't even care anymore, just give me my store back. You know, what do I have to do? You know, I've been trekking out to Douglas, and I've been trekking out to Harlem store, and I really just wanted my Red Hook store back.
So on a lighthearted note, what is the craziest thing that people have come up with in some of these recommendations? You must have some great suggestions.
I wish I had known in advance. I could just kind of call through them. But, you know, there have been all kinds of different requests, you know, from folks to everything from adding, you know, weird products that they like. There was one woman that actually sent a list of spices that she wanted from a certain country and had sent us the importer information. I mean, everything from that to how to set up a water taxi in the back. I mean, it's just been all types of very interesting suggestions.
Awesome. Well, Jackie, thank you so much for taking a little time out to give us the update. And just so folks can dot it down in their calendar, when they should be making plans for March?
March 1st. Party starts in the parking lot, because, again, it is a party, 7:30 a.m. We'll have music on site, demos, giveaways, raffles. We're going to be, you know, we have all of our neighbors setting up tables, you know, sampling some of their foods, offering up, you know, coupons and different things like that. Then at 9:30 is the ribbon cutting ceremony. We're hoping to have Mayor Bloomberg join us, but Miss America, who is, you know, from Brooklyn, Miss New York will be here as well on Friday next week, as well as some other surprise guests, you know. PS15 is going to sing the national anthem, so it promises to be a really fun day.
Oh man, we can't wait. Well, good luck in the next couple of weeks getting ready. I'm sure that you're going to be working from dawn till dusk and beyond, so take care of yourself, and we'll see you later in March at the opening.
Absolutely, looking forward to seeing you guys are here. Thanks so much.
Thanks,
thank
Jacqueline.
You.
No, there ain't no telling. Yeah, we all just bet. Just playing our hands till the last dance. So tell your mama you've been spreading.
Thanks for listening to this program on HeritageRadioNetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Heritage_Radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@HeritageRadioNetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.